Dan Daly, and I'm the mayor of the town of Olds.
Dan, where could this week's announcement about the data center coming to the town of Olds rank among the important development announcements in the history of the town?
Well, Galen, this is a pretty important announcement. It's probably the biggest announcement that has ever been made in the town of Olds. The investment and the economic development that this is going to bring to this town is going to put us in a place that we've never been before. You know, as far as building out our industrial areas, as far as addressing our housing needs, addressing our tax revenue, this is going to affect a number of different things within our community, all for the better for our citizens, taxpayers going forward into the future.
People see, $10 billion investment and see dollar signs, but how exactly will this translate into being a profitable enterprise for the town of Olds?
Well, we've had discussions as late as yesterday with the developer in regards to the utilization of local businesses and tradespersons in the construction of this. And then also, the once the project is built out, they're estimating 1,000 full-time jobs to be working at this facility as well, whether that be technicians within the plant, maintenance workers, and/or security. And so when you add that much impact into our economic development, which would then, include housing, groceries, clothes, you name it, automobiles for these people, the impact is going to be huge. It's we're looking forward to the future. It's if this project goes ahead, I think we'll see nothing but good things happening in Olds.
To have a project that's going to be the largest of its kind in Canada associated with the town of Olds, what kind of notoriety could this bring to the community?
Well, we've had nation and even world notoriety before with a gigabyte community, and so we've seen what that can do to our economic development, as well as with our image, both regionally, provincially, nationally. You know, when we're out and about and these news stories get circulating and things progress, the town of Olds is on everybody's radar. We're known as a technological center for advancement, and whether that be through the college or whether that be through industry, we are getting our name out there. And we're very happy to be known as that as well, Galen.
In terms of, reach out from community members or people that you've run into here in the last day or two, what are people saying to you?
We've heard from a few individuals, the majority of them being positive. A lot of people are looking at this as, this is a great opportunity for Olds to, we're looking at people that have children coming up and are looking for careers and stay within the community and those types of, opportunities for our citizens going forward. We're hearing from people in the technology world that think that this is just a magnificent thing to be brought to Olds to augment their businesses and so forth. We've heard from companies, manufacturing companies within Olds and also tradesmen within Olds that want to participate in this project as well. So for the most part, we're hearing favorable comments going forward. Of course, we always have people that have their concerns and so forth, and we are giving opportunity to answer those concerns, as well as, of course, we, as Sandra mentioned, we're having our public information sessions on the 4th for individuals to attend and get updated information from town officials on the 4th. And then on the 5th, it will be the industry specialists that will be there.
Yeah, and on the heels of the public hearing at council this week, are there challenges or concerns that the town will need to work with the developer on regarding the data center?
Always. Like, there has been no permits that have been issued for the development. It's a proposal to this point. But we are looking forward to working with the developer to make sure that all these concerns are addressed and that we are protecting the quality of life for our citizens here in Olds.
As someone who's been in the community as long as both of us have here, Dan, you know, when we were in the 2010s, I think it looked like the population was going to surge past 10,000, and, you know, we kind of stalled out there in the mid-2010s. So now, as this starts to happen, what kind of population growth do you think this can spur on here in the town of Olds?
Going back to the 2010, Galen, I think what happened there is that we started to run out of housing is what happened. And so, you know, we go back to our housing study that we put forward just in the last year here and the results that we found from that. And we have developers now that are building residences here in town, and they are looking at the information that we got out of that 2024 housing study. And so now we're starting to have accommodations, and we're starting to see a slight increase in our population. But now with the announcement like this, we're going to see several more developments popping up because, of course, supply and demand. And then we'll see our population start to grow to reflect that as well.
Yeah, and again, you know, just off the top of your head, what kind of, you know, growth can you think that we might have in numbers-wise?
This project alone is looking at 1,000 full-time employees once it's built out. And so if we look at that, you can safely say that there'll be a 3-to-1 ratio for these employees if they move into town. So one employee would equal three people within the family on an average. And so, you know, we're looking at probably 300 to 500 more households being set up within the town of Olds.
What message do you have for community members at this time regarding the arrival of a data center project of this magnitude in Olds, Dan?
Well, I think the big thing is that this is a huge event for Olds. This is something that is unheard of. As we know, this is the biggest development of this type in Canada, and that we are looking at this as a positive win for Olds, and that we have to be progressive to move forward as a town of Olds. You know, it is a competitive world out there, and if we're not building our population, if we're not building our industry, the industry base here in town, then we are losing industry and losing our industry base. And if we want to continue the level of service that we're providing to our citizens, we need to be open to these opportunities.